this is fine.
I got to feed him too, you know.
I don't smoke.
I don't like Mac, and he's got a little family.
When the fellas come in, when the fellas come in here and smoke, then I'm drunk after they smoke.
I don't smoke either, so I. No, really, I had a big breakfast, so thank you though. I've been posing up on y'all. Now, when you have a buggy, before you hitch the horse up, you have to back him in between the
shafts.
Now, the outside part of the wagon wheel, do you call that the rim? What do they call that?
The metal part?
Yeah, that metal.
Well, two things. It is the rim, mm-hmm. but most of them call it the tire.
The tire.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now,
even back then, before cars, they referred to it as a tire. It actually the rim, the outer part, but we call it a metal tire.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the golly dog. I can't think of the name of the. Of course, they had the hubs and the spokes.
Mm-hmm. And then.
And then those other things, I can't think of.
The spokes went up into a.
And it was a filler of some sort. What in the heck did they call that? It's one of my blanks. Can't think.
There was a. Now I have heard some people call. There's something that they call like a filler or
that feller. That's what it's.
Oh, filler. Oh, that's what you're.
It's a filler actually, but uh-huh. they referred to it as a filler.
As a filler.
See?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I couldn't think. Sometimes, like I said, I forget names.
Mm-hmm. Now, if you had a log had fallen across the road, now you tie. Like, what would you do? Like, put a chain around it and then to drag it out of the way? How would you do that?
Well, of course, it would be done with a team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
oh,
there's,
team.
There's more than one way you can do it.
Uh-huh.
But to answer your question, we would put a chain. We'd have the log chains. We had three types of chains.
Mm-hmm.
We had one fit on each wagon bunk.
Mm-hmm.
That went out. Now I'm a little misleading here, but I'm talking about loading logs now on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
These two chains would go out and under the log and hook together, and then we had what we call a cross haul.
Mm-hmm.
It would hook onto there and come back across the wagon. The team took on that load on the wagon.
Mm-hmm.
But we'd use, to get back to your question, we'd usually take the cross haul, and it had what they call a grab hook on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd somewhere or other get that under the end of the log.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't say, well, we can't get it under. There had to be a way. If you had to dig down in earth and get it under there, or if it's on something solid, well, you just simply got a prize pole or something and got it under there.
Mm-hmm.
And hooked your grab hook and hooked your team onto it, and we called it snaking it.
Snaking it.
Snaking it away.
Oh.
And then there was another way. If it was on the side of the road, you'd take your cant hook. You never saw a cant hook, I don't guess. Well, it's a big old long shank, so long, curved about thusly, and with a barb on it, like a similar to a fish hook. And it is on a big long handle.
Mm-hmm.
And the handle strong, where this hook fastened onto a big old cuff of a thing, and that went on over your handle. And you just simply got this big pole on the log and put this hook under it, and you get back here and manhandle it, roll it off.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
That's one way of getting it off the side of the road, but. If you had to take it any distance, you'd hook onto it and either drag it or snake it. We refer to as snaking.
But snaking, if you said I snaked it, would that mean the same thing as I...
Drug it.
Uh-huh. It would be just a... Yeah, I see. Perfect. It's just another word for that.
Some of them use tow. Tow it away.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But tow, the way I look on the tow is something with wheels.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of them say I towed the log away, but
mm-hmm.
we'd either say... We drug it away, or we snaked it, and
mm-hmm.
the general word around here was snaking.
Have you drug them a lot in the past?
Well, in hauling logs,